You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 19th day of December, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 45 degrees here, 4,200 feet in High Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 47 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 31 degrees and showers. Pretty much the same shit, different day. Anyway, we're going to blow past this brief interruption and we'll go talk about bullshit.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, you know, I'm sorry I didn't get the article up with the China suing Japan over the dumping of more fucking goddamn toxins into the Pacific Ocean, but people don't seem to be too interested in that any fucking how. You know, 300 tons of fucking goddamn radiation going into the ocean every day for 10 fucking years. But it ain't gonna, what the fuck was I thinking? That ain't gonna get in the fucking food chain. It ain't a part of the fucking soft kill no more than the goddamn GMO foods are. They're made, they're good for you. They're fucking good for you. Eat a lot of it. No more than the fucking chemtrails. They're trying to save us, goddammit. Don't you see it? They people, love us. Sorry?
The people are not thinkers. They're consumers. Just yes, go to Walmart and watch them.
Goddamn right. You're absolutely correct, sir. Anyway, we'll start off with, you know, we got this mainstream fucking goddamn CNN, CNBC, fucking Fox, fucking goddamn, they've got the narrative. We're watching Fox now, so we might as well just get onto it, because you know what? I was thinking about it earlier. I've been in a lot of fights in my life, and I've fucking seen a lot of fights in my life. And when two guys mean to fucking fight, they step up and they're both thinking the same thing. They're not going to say a fucking word. They're going to fucking try and get that first fucking hit in, because usually the guy who gets the first hit in wins the fucking fight. But man, when you come up into a fight and you see somebody and they start talking, and one of them starts talking, now either the other guy blasts him in the fucking face and you just get somebody to get the shit beat out of him, or the other guy starts talking. Because neither one of them wanted to fight. They're talking their way out of a fucking fight. And that's what we're going to do here from fucking now on. We're going to talk our way out of this fucking fight. So we can sit here and watch our fucking grandchildren get fucking cut up or whatever in the fuck's going to happen to them. Just to hell with it. We're going to get in on the conversation about the fucking obvious. We're going to be the biggest advocate of this fucking goddamn mainstream fucking media horse shit. Anyway, over 13,000 illegals caught entering U.S. in just one day. Whoop-de-fucking-do. By Naomi Harris, The People's Voice. Oh, fuck you. Wait till Nuremberg Point 2, man. These motherfuckers are going to be sorry they did this shit to us. The Biden administration mass migration catastrophe continues to intensify with illegal entries at U.S. borders reaching historic levels. No fucking shit. The apprehension of illegal aliens along the southwest frontier alone are now surpassing 10,000 on a daily basis. That 10,000 a day, people. I do the math on it. You guys really don't give a fuck because it really ain't nothing. They'll be diluted like that fucking goddamn radiated water. I just asked those goddamn sailors that dared to swim in it, and then they had to take a goddamn aircraft carrier and decontaminate it from fucking radiation. There ain't nothing wrong with radiation. It's good for you. That's why everybody's asshole puckers when one of those motherfuckers starts to melt down. And goddamn, you have Three Mile Island. You have goddamn Chernobyl with a goddamn reactor blasted off, shooting ions up into the fucking stratosphere for fucking how long? A month? And then you have fucking Fukushima. Two fucking reactors melted clear fucking down. They're still melted down. They're still pumping the goddamn poison into the goddamn ocean. And they're getting ready, and you'll see when I put the article up, China's suing them, trying to stop them from dumping the rest of the shit in the fucking ocean. But now it ain't going to hurt. The oceans are big, and it won't get in the fucking food chain. It has nothing to do with what's happening today. I think in all of three fucking nuclear disasters, I think, 200 people were killed. Nothing to even think about, people, really. Close your fucking minds to it. At the same time, migrants and smugglers are exploiting other borders and ports of entry. InfoWars, fuck, I love it. Here we go, mainstream. You talk about main fucking stream. On Friday, Customs and Border Protection recorded more than 1,300 apprehensions across the... Fucking apprehensions. My fucking ball sack. They're not apprehending no fucking body. They're taking over to a process center. They're handing them $5,000 and a plane ticket or a fucking goddamn bus ticket to wherever they want to go to your neighborhood to hack your fucking ass up and your children. What am I saying? No, these people, they're just here for a better... I'm sorry about that, people. I didn't mean that. They're here for a better life. Your fucking life. A figure that does not include known and unknown gotaways. Sources confirm more than 11,000 migrants are apprehended at the... They were apprehended. I'm sorry. I'm wrong with it. I should read the fucking news right. Maybe I'll get me a tie. Apprehended at the southern border yesterday, News Nation correspondent Ali Bradley reported on Sunday. Well, thank you, Ali. When you include the northern and coastal sectors, more than 13,000 were apprehended. It's a big country. We can take it, man. I mean, we got plenty of money. I know I'm fucking rolling in the dough. I'm going to send fucking, 50 or 60 cents, whatever I can fucking afford. And I'm going to help out with this shit. On Friday, Bradley cited CBP sources who informed her that southern border apprehensions had topped 10,000 every day last week, indicating that at least 70,000 illegal entries were likely made during a 7-day span. Well, that ain't so many. At least 18,400 apprehensions. Hold your tongue, man. You might even fucking get a donation. We're carried out in the Border Patrol's Tucson sector alone last week, according to Chief Patrol Agent John R. Malden. In Eagle Pass, Texas, mass crossings are now happening every day, sometimes multiple times in a 24-hour span, according to Border Hawk correspondent Efron Gonzalez. Well, and what's your point? I mean, of course they are. This is their fucking country, man. They have a right to fucking come here and take every fucking thing we have. Man, we're not supposed to be here. You see, fucking some reason the fucking our fucking people just, what the hell were we doing? Oh, that's right. We were fucking bringing the resources to bear on the richest nation that ever fucking existed on this planet. Now, this one by Naima Harris, The People's Voice. I love that People's Voice. How's your fucking Ferrari or your fucking goddamn Lamborghini running there, buddy. The Biden administration mass migration catastrophe continues to intensify with illegal entries at the U.S. border reaching historic levels. We just fucking did this. But this next one, reporter goes off on Biden border patrol facilitating the invasion of our country. And I'd like to play this, but of course we can't. Only the people on the phones wouldn't be able to hear it. But if you can't get over there and watch this, you watch this man speak and watch the frustration and the fucking goddamn just like, he can't believe it's happening on his fucking face. And I mean, he speaks his fucking mind. And I know his goddamn feeling. I know that feeling of frustration. Fucking what the fuck is it? I'm watching this fucking happen and they're trying to, I'm not beating you. Breaking video from a contact on the ground in Eagle Pass, Texas right now shows a mass of thousands of migrants waiting to be processed by Border Patrol after process. No, wait a minute. They've got to be apprehended first. Border Patrol, after they crossed illegally today, I thought they were apprehending them. Border Patrol, after they crossed, this guy back here that I was talking about, in the video, you got the Texas National Guard. Remember, Abbott sent him down. They're going to stop this shit. I'm a Tex. I'm going to stop this shit. Standing there with M16s along with the fucking border guard with M16s. They back a truck up to try to block it as they're loading these motherfucking goddamn illegal aliens, these foreign fucking nationals, onto a probably about a $100,000, $200,000 bus to ship their fucking asses on it to get them over there and get their $5,000 fucking dollars and get them on their way to your fucking neighborhood with their machete. Breaking news video. I mean, this looks fucking unbelievable. Breaking video from a contact on the ground in Eagle Pass, Texas right now shows a mass of thousands of migrants waiting to be processed by the Border Patrol after they crossed illegally today. I've spent hundreds of days there over the last 2 years, and I've never seen it like this. It's done, people. This looks like fucking Woodstock. Mayor Brandon Johnson melts down over Texas sending illegals to sanctuary cities. It's not just a Chicago dynamic. He is attacking our country. All these little fucking diversions. I'll go for it, man. Fucking, yeah, you know, if we keep talking, you know, if you don't want to fight, then you start talking and try to talk your way out of the fucking fight. And CNN, NBC, and Fox, if they move their shit over onto the internet where people used to fucking talk, where you used to have real fucking reporters out there, man, when you used to have the fucking raw fucking shit on these son of a bitches. But I'm sure it's all been fucking removed by the Chinese motherfucking censors that our fucking internet runs through since Barack Obama handed our fucking internet over to the goddamn Chi-Cons. At any rate, illegal government propagandists raked over October 7th intelligence failure narrative. And this is a thing that goes down, and it's an interview on CNN. And it's a piss poor fucking in. It is fucking padded with... Why am I doing this? No, this is totally legit. And it shows that those goddamn Hamas, man, those brilliant geniuses out there in the desert, attacked a country that has all the first fucking generation fucking weapons on the fucking planet, missiles, everything. And they did it with fucking gliders and fucking pickup trucks. because at the end, the one bitch for CNN starts talking about how long the response time was when those goddamn Hamas just sneaked up and fucking went through that fucking fence. Instead of minutes, it was 8 fucking hours. And that's what they're talking about. Boy, she really put them up. She raked her over the fucking coals, people. I mean to tell you. Man, these are some real fucking reporters. We got the real reporters here. Where in the hell have you guys been? Why we've been here fucking with all this fucking evidence and shit fucking showing that you're complicit with the fucking goddamn New World Order, you cocksuckers, huh? Japan. Well, we talked about Japan yesterday, and today we're going to have a fucking goddamn propaganda fucking push for Japan. Japan releases, we're putting that article up, I promise. I fucking space it. I took a ride across town to get some milk and fucking mayonnaise. By the time I got back, I was so goddamn mad, I spaced it clear out. I mean, I live in a fucking city now. I grew up in a fucking little town of 700 in the middle of the fucking wilderness. And now it's goddamn, I was so angry. They ruined it. They destroyed every motherfucking thing. Japanese releases indubitable evidence that all COVID variants are man-made. No, I don't believe so, fella. A good thing we got those Japanese out there telling the truth, like they tell the truth about the fucking Fukushima fucking power plant. Telling the truth, no propaganda from no, not from a Japanese. Hell no. This is by Sean Adele Tebabate. I mean, I've heard the guy's thing. People's Voice again. Here's your fucking, here's the guy with the goddamn Porsche. A bombshell official Japanese study has concluded that all COVID-19 variants were engineered in bio labs and intentionally released as part of a depopulation plan. Wonder else what's a part of that? The chemtrails, the fucking GMOs, the fucking poisoning of the waters. But don't think about Fukushima. Don't think about fucking radiation already being in the goddamn, after 10 years of fucking 300 tons of fucking day being in the fucking food chain. Don't think about that. As fucking Pfizer fucking puts $41 billion down that in 10 years, 30% of the fucking people will have turbo cancer. And at the end of that, they said they must know something we don't know. Yeah, I think they do. But I'm not going to press it. I got to get over here. I got to read fucking Fox and goddamn, well, here, this is a piece for the fucking Japanese, those fine Japanese people that fucking, you know, that, well, I don't want to talk about the leaking in the ocean because it's, you know, you can bathe in it. It's in mother's milk. Well, I don't know if it's supposed to be, but it is in mother's milk. I mean, fuck. First released in August 2023, the study conducted by Japanese virologist Professor Atsushi Tanaka and Takeyuki Masanowari and Osaka Medical University and Kyoto University confirmed that the push to keep COVID around is part of the plot by the globalists to remove our freedoms and imprison humanity. God damn, lucky we have those Japanese over there. I hope they're all right. The Highwire.com reports it's well known that the U.S. Department of Energy and the CIA and the FBI now recognize that there is a possibility that SARS-CoV-2 was created in a lab. What? Oh, yeah, wait a minute. Damn, this makes sense. It does. What am I doing? I don't want to attack. I don't want to fucking mess the narrative up here. And now it's conveyed in super interesting September 15 discussions between Jeffrey Jackson and Dell Bigtree, the mind-boggling published scientific conclusion by Tanaka and Maya Zewa, excuse me because I don't speak good Japanese, I'm sorry. I mean, I really should. If I had a suit and tie, I could sit and practice, just do a couple of stories and really read them really clean for you guys. And you guys could sit and talk about it. My Isaiah, that all COVID-19 variants are essentially manufactured, adds a mass component to the quite technical scientific debate, which has been slow to get a proper investigation in the public forum because it's such a specialized and colossal conversation, and let's not forget the topic is heavily censored. But man, you don't censor. The Japanese don't censor. That's how you know that Fukushima is just fucking fine. That the goddamn, there is no goddamn radiation in the fucking food chain that would be increasing every day. It's so good to know the Japanese are there looking out for us. I mean, nobody else has come up with this shit saying that the goddamn COVID-19 is a fucking, but a farce, a bunch of shit, a lie. I'm glad we have them. I'm glad we have the goddamn Fox News and fucking CNN and CNBC to tell us the truth. Though complicated in a nutshell, to determine the order of mutations of the Omicron variant of the SARS-CoV-2 in a 25-page titled Unnatural unilateralness in the evolution process of the SARS-CoV-2 variant and possibility of deliberate natural selection, Teneka and Myzewaha traced the variant's origins by studying the viral sequences found in the wild around the world and had been deposited into public databases. The researchers explained that their study aimed to clarify the evolutionary process leading to the formation of SARS-CoV-2 Omicron variants, focusing on Omicron variants, which many amino acid mutations in the spike protein, along with SARS-CoV-2 isolates. Now, I know in the past, we have told you that they cannot isolate a fucking virus. They cannot isolate fucking SARS-CoV-2, but that, fuck, we were wrong. I mean, sometimes you just got to admit you're fucking wrong. And you got to give people what they want. And what they want is to be, sit and talk about, well, these things here. They don't, I mean, fuck that Bill of Rights. I mean, it's an old fucking document. And fucking, I mean, if you're going to get anything, you got to get some lawsuits going here. Get some money to these fucking people so they can hire, well, the esquires. And then we can go into the king's court and get your goddamn justice, by God. As their work progressed, they discovered roughly 100 separate Omicron subvariants that could not possibly have been arisen naturally. The existence of these variants and the systematic order in which they appeared provided conclusive evidence of large-scale lab creation and release of COVID-19 viruses. It does exist. By God, I was wrong, people. If they show the creation and the release of the COVID-19 virus, it exists. God, thank God for fucking CNN, CNBC, and fucking Fox taking this internet over and getting all this disinformation out of the fucking way. I don't know how they came to that conclusion, but God damn it, at least we got somebody we can trust telling us the truth, right? Specifically to determine the older the mutation leading to the formation of the SARS-CoV-2 Omicron variant, Teneka and Myzewa compared the sequence of 129 Omicron BA1 related isolates, 141 B1.1 related isolates, and 122 BA2 related isolates, and attempted to clarify the evolutionary process of SARS-CoV-2 Omicron variants, including to the order of mutations leading to their formation and the occurrence of homologous recombination. Surprised by their findings, the scientists remarked, God damn, fuck, I knew it. As a result, we concluded that the formation of the part of the Omicron isolated BA1, BA1.1, and BA2 was not the product of genome evolution as it's commonly observed in nature, such as the accumulation of mutations in homologous recombinations. Furthermore, the study of 35 recombinated isolates of Omicron variant BA1 and BA2 confirmed that Omicron variants were already present in 2020. The analyst showed that Omicron variants were formed by an entirely new mechanism that cannot be explained by previous biology, and knowing how the SARS-CoV-2 variants were formed prompts a reconsideration of the SARS-CoV-2 pandemic. Then it did exist all along, people. Even though you couldn't see it, there was no way to isolate it. Nobody ever collected that $20,000 or whatever in the hell it was, dollars. Hey, this guy should, these Japanese should go get that, right? Man, they should, God damn it. Thank God we have people like this. Anyway, enough of this, well, this information. We're going to call it what it is. It's a bombshell. Official Japanese study concluded that COVID-19 And we're not going to say it doesn't exist no more because fucking we want to talk about this. When somebody's fucking sticking a knife in you, you want to talk to them. You can talk them out of it and see, and it's what you want to do. Revealed FBI targeting of Catholics runs deeper than initially thought. I'm sure it does. I'm not going to argue with it. I mean, this is goddamn, we're talking mainstream media here. These people don't lie. These people are trained. These people go to college to learn how to be journalists. These are real fucking journalists. These aren't people out here just fucking speculating. These aren't people out here showing you fucking documentation that proves that fucking something can't exist or something can't not exist. These are real fucking journalists. They drive fucking Ferraris. Respect that. They live in fucking penthouse apartments. Respect it.
Henry?
Yes, ma'am?
Yeah, and those real journalists, not only do they want us to believe their lies, but they want to put us in fear all the time. Stay in fear, stay in fear. And just today, there was a headline on CNN, and it said there's a brand new strain, and it's the fastest growing strain, and it's JN1 or something like that. And so, you know, they're keeping on it. But I mainly wanted to say, you know, thank you for bringing Chernobyl and Fukushima to the forefront. I just could remember so many of us screaming about it for so long. It should be always on the front burner. It's threatening life as we know it. But every day I see reports of, you know, more dead whales showing up. And just yesterday there was one of, I can't remember, but a great number of seals washing up and convulsing on the beaches. And I always take the animals as, like, all the animals are like canaries. They're indicators when something is off. If they're not running free and healthy and according to their natural ways, there's something off. And when we see them suffering, it's coming toward us. So thank you for bringing that out. It's so important, and it doesn't get any coverage.
It sure doesn't. It's like they turned off the spigot back when actually they were talking about it showing up in the cow's milk in Seattle. And hell, that was probably 6-8 years ago. And then and it's just like it never existed. You know, the plant's running, the one reactor is running, but the two that melted down, they're running the water through them to keep them from melting through the containment vessels. But that water is where the leak is. And so the rest of the water comes out. They've been putting in these big tanks. I'm going to get the article up so everybody can see it. Into these big tanks. And now they're wanting to dump that shit into the ocean. I mean, if eventually, like you said, the animal's dying. It's a food chain. And, you know, the seal dies, the birds are going to eat it, and then the birds are going to get eaten by a bobcat or another animal, and then that animal's going to get eaten by another animal. And not to mention that all this time, you know, when I got to wonder if when the sun, you know, heats the ocean and brings the clouds up in the sky, I mean, how could this be involved with the chemtrailing? I mean, to make it rain, you know, radiation here, not there. It's and all the storms and there's so many variables, and for people to think that at 300 tons a day in 10 years it hasn't gotten completely through the food chain, I think it's ridiculous.
Yes, Henry. Do you think that nuclear power plants can be made foolproof, absolutely safe? I mean, considering the plutonium that has a half-life of I forget several billion years, and the radiation.
Well, the scientist on the movie I watched, he said 200,000 years before Fukushima could ever be occupied by people again. And no, I don't. For the risk that it entails. I mean, they right at the time that all this was going down, you remember the Atomic Energy Commission. They were trying to get money for four more reactors. I think putting up a nuclear reactor. Have you ever driven by one of those things or been up close to one of them? It makes you feel scared.
They're next to earthquake faults. They're in precarious areas.
Well, right beside the ocean with Fukushima, right beside the ocean. But I mean, the bottom line is that, I mean, I've been by a couple of them, one down in Port St. Lucie and one somewhere else I can't remember, and then one somewhere else I can't remember. But just driving by them at night, man, it's just, and you're just like, fuck, I want to get away from this goddamn thing.
Yeah, like a monster.
Yep, like it is like a monster, and it's unnecessary. We didn't have to have this. If we would, Tesla, we had free energy, and that's what people can't get through their heads, you know, that Tesla, he was giving the world free energy. They stopped him. There's never been no use for one nuclear power plant. There's never been use for, he didn't have to burn coal. He didn't have to burn wood. He didn't have to burn nothing. He didn't have to burn propane. He got it right out of the damn air. He knew how to do it, and they've still got his patents locked away in safes. So that because energy is how they control us. Just think if there was free energy across the board for the whole world, everybody would be creating things. I mean, everybody could be self-employed for damn sure if they had any talents whatsoever, creating things without the burden of paying for the energy. And free energy and the kind that Tesla is doing that's coming right out of the air, that would have to be completely clean energy. And then they pretend like they want this clean energy. No, what they want is they want these turbines. They want it because they want to own it. Because I read, I think it was in, what the hell was the name of the book? Acceleration of the Acceleration. Almost had it. I'll think of it in a minute, but the bottom line is it was about the acceleration of the acceleration, and I've observed it happening. The thing is energy. Clear down to people. That's how they look at everything is through energy. That's why all these energy commissions are involved in things that they shouldn't have nothing to say in. They say, fuck you, go away, die. But they do.
Yeah.
Future Shock is the name of the book, Future Shock.
Future and they, shock, yeah.
Uh-huh. And
it's
they talk,
anti-life, right, what they're doing? And
yes.
You probably too young to remember this, but mid-70s, there was a wave of movement, the anti-nuke movement.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We had concerts all over the place with big star names, people around the planet saying, this is poison, this is dangerous. And like everything else, we were not heard.
Well, the thing is, all the people that were protesters back then are advocates now. You know, the very things that they pretended to protest against when they were young, they're the ones doing it now. And it's just sickening. I mean, the environmentalists aren't the problem. The environmentalists aren't trying to stop none of this destruction. And they know it's destruction because they're all paid off. They're all working in an industry. Become a multi-billion-dollar industry. When you get in a multi-billion-dollar industry in a capitalist goddamn country, everybody's buying everybody off. You get a handful of people that get all the money. The ocean has been turned into a fucking dump. Let's face it. Jacques Cousteau found those plutonium, the barrels with the spent plutonium in them. I mean, a ton of them son of a bitches down in the ocean. Never heard no more about that. It's like we're not hearing no more about Fukushima. Like and Chernobyl, if you watch that movie, man, I mean, the spread of what came out of that reactor after it blew, and when it was shining, I mean, shooting like this blue light up into the goddamn stratosphere, and you got to imagine that was for like months. Winds blew. I mean, how many people, they ain't going to go out and try to actually find out how many people the damn thing killed. You know what the official count for the kill at Chernobyl is? 31.
And, you know, there are babies, though, that have been born that having different kinds of strange health effects and defects. So they should.
Well, that's
they,
why I talked
they,
about, you know, mixing in with maybe like the kill agent that they're giving us is like an accelerant. Because, you know, that guy predicted within 5 years, they both would be dead. So if they know how what the radiation levels are, and they know what the spread is, they can come pretty close to predicting to how long people are going to live. And they talked about how people would how it would affect people, how they'd finally deteriorate away, and it finally went to their bone marrow. And lo and behold, when they're talking about this turbo cancer yesterday, they started talking about the bone marrow. So, I mean, I'm not saying that that COVID scam didn't exist. I'm just saying along it with GMO foods, the chemtrailing, poisoning of the water, you name it, man, chlorine in the water. It's all a part of a kill program. And they have what they're trying to do is save themselves, and to hell with the rest of us.
Well, that's what I don't understand, because with the chemtrailing, they're under the same sky. What do they have, some kind of antidote for themselves? Okay, we'll take this pill and it won't affect us. I mean, it's so strange. Because
well,
when I see the spray,
I think they did it to make the fires burn hotter when they burned the trees. See, when they burned a lot of trees when they put the timber injunctions up because of the spotted owl. And then, because you could always salvage log, you see, and they go up and they burn old growth timber and it would just be scorched at the bottom. I mean, it wasn't even going to die, but they were logging like a son of a bitch. Now, when a whole mountain burns down, I mean, this is a big goddamn mountain. And when a whole mountain burns down and they're not out there logging it, you got to ask yourself why. Because even the chemtrails could be to make the fires burn hotter, because they want to get rid of the guy, because it's in every plant. If it went around the world into the food chain, you got to believe it's in the trees, it's in every plant, it's in everything. Now, if they cut the tree down and they make boards out of it, they just take and they spread it to wherever the house is, and the radiation is still there. If they let that tree rot and fall over, and then it deteriorates into the ground, then that takes the poison, the radiation, and it would put it back down into the ground. And really, that's the only way to get rid of it. And then the wind blows over it and covers it up and covers it up and covers it up, and eventually it becomes less toxic. So the chemtrails could just be simply to make the goddamn forest. I mean, you can't believe when the forest burned out here. Yeah, I mean, I grew up in thicker, way thicker forest than this. And you didn't have no fire NATOs. And when there was a fire, hell, there was very few people here, just the logging communities. And then all the people from the mills, when there was a fire, everybody took to the woods to put it out. But we could put out, I mean, some badass fires. They'd take the cats out and surround the fire. And then people would go in and with the hoses and what might have you. Had big tanks. You dump water trucks would dump water in the tanks and put it. We could put out fires easy. I mean, it took a lot of men. It took a lot of work. You know, there was a fire and people started coming into town all covered with ashes, where they jumped out of their rigs and just started fighting the fire. But anymore, they start them and they monitor them. They monitor the fire. They don't try to put it out. They want it to burn. And then when they don't go in and start grabbing the logs, I got to ask why. Because you're talking about $20,000 a piece trees. And they're going to let them sit there and fall over and rot into the ground? Well, I believe so. And they're cutting off all the roads so you can't get into them to see them or see any of this shit. So you got to wonder.
If they keep killing us, they're not going to have slaves or servants.
Well, they only need 500 million. See, and you got to believe that the dispersion of the radiation, and you got to remember the Masonic lodges, because those people will come before any of us ever will. I don't care what your talents are or anything else. We've already brought all the resources to bear, and they piled up the resources to last them long enough to, to breed people and educate them to do the few things that they don't want to do themselves, like fucking work. And, they've got a plan. I mean, you got to know they have stuff like this. This and that. I mean, you think about 20 years ago, how you felt when you got up in the morning, and now how you feel when you get up in the morning. It's just like it's got a doomed feeling, and it's real. And like when I went there, the post office yesterday, man, this was a little town, I go to the post office. I can't even find a fucking place to park. It is unbelievable. It's like in Klamath Falls. And I finally get into the post office, and I've never seen a line that went outside. There's just a little area in there where the postal workers work. There's usually one or two in there. And I've never seen a line outside that door. Yesterday, they were backed up clear back to the mailboxes and around the corner. I had to make a way through them. When I came back through, I go, it's just wonderful living in a city. But then I finally make it out of there, and I get across town and get to the goddamn store. There is no milk. There is no mayonnaise. I'm going to get a couple of things, and I'm going to lock myself in the house until after the goddamn Christmas season. I mean, that's how bad it is. People don't even, and I talk to other people, they don't want to go out. They don't want to go near it. It's just, I don't know how people can live on top of each other like that. But they can down in the cities, and then they find a paradise like here where I lived all my life, and they come, they got to bring their friends, and then their friends got to bring their friends. And hey, we could set up a construction company. You know what we could sell your fucking, what you love for? They got a name for a person that sells what another person loves. It's called a pimp. And that's what they all are. And I hope a lot of you listen, because that's what you are. You're fucking pimps. You're sickening son of a bitches. You weren't invited here. And you come in and you try to act like this belongs to you. You're going to find out it fucking don't. Anyways, I better take a break while I still can. All righty then.
Broadcast from the trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin,
the state of
Jefferson.
Thank you.
Watch his life go down the drain. How many moments has he lost today? And no one could ever see it clear. The end is count on once. Wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days. Wasted days. Wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days. Wasted days, more wasted days. We watch our lives just slip away to more wasted days.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:50 Pacific Time, and that was John Mellencamp. I hate Bruce Springsteen. I hate, but the words I like because the words are right. How much fucking wasted time? Is it all wasted fucking time? I mean, they've managed to move CNN, CNBC, and Fox onto the... And they took this fucking mainstream shit that people rejected, and now they've made it the fucking goddamn narrative. On the fucking internet. They took our internet away from us. We let them take our public square away from us. And now we're just fucking sitting here fucking reiterating the same fucking shit that they're putting out, which is all designed to fucking God. It's nothing but fucking propaganda. And we know it. That the goddamn answer's still right there. Not 10 fucking articles. Put your goddamn greed away. Put your need for gold and silver away. There'll be a plenty when we're done. Put your goddamn righteous goddamn I'm right, you're wrong religious shit a fucking way. Put all your horse shit away. Get on the same goddamn page. I'll tell you what, you disagree, you keep fucking around. The time will come when we will not be allowed to disagree. You ignorant, stupid motherfuckers. Sorry about that. Israel subject female Gaza prisoner to torture and abuse. Yeah, right. Fuck yeah, of course. What the fuck's new? Now we got, this is the same shit used to run across the bottom of the TV before I turned son of a bitch off. U.S. Armed Forces misses recruitment by 41,000 troops. I thought this was might be all right to read. I mean, who knows what's true in it and what's fucking not true? You know, what the fuck? You got to read something, right? And we ain't getting the shit we used to get when the fucking internet was free, are we? They took that away from us, too. I mean, that is a gross violation of the first article of our fucking Supreme, Superior, Absolute, Unalienable Law, December 15, 1791, and we sat there and we fucking took it. This is by Sarah Higdon, the post-millennial. Mainstream. As the United States military missed its recruiting goals for 2023 by a combined 41,000 personnel and the National Defense Authorization Act reduced its force size to 1,284,500 personnel, military strength is set to hit its lowest level since 1941 before the war began. And they, you know, they drafted and people ran to the fucking lie of the goddamn of Pearl Harbor. You know, I want to go get my ass blowed up. I want to die for a lie. Despite the NDAA lowering the authorized force numbers, some officials are concerned they will still have difficulty meeting recruitment goals in 2024. Well, people know what you fucking are. You know, people don't want to be a part of fucking baby. They don't want to be hang out with baby murderers. Fucking think it's okay to commit genocide on babies. Even inside their own fucking mothers, while the mother's dead, they can still deliver the baby. They'd come up and kill that little baby after it came out. You sick motherfuckers, and we fucking finance it, people. The wealth of our country, we're all guilty. Pentagon's acting undersecretary for personnel and readiness. Ashish, yeah, of course, if it's American, he's got to have a goddamn fucking foreign fucking name if he's running any goddamn thing. Because foreign motherfucking goddamn esquires are running this goddamn country under a fucking occupation, an unlawful occupation, that it is not only our right, but our duty under the Supreme Spirit, absolute unalienable law, December 15, 1791, to fucking destroy. It's not going to stop. They are going to fucking wipe us fucking out if you don't get off your fucking ballless asses and do something. Azarian is his last name, whatever that is. That sounds like fucking, I don't know, Middle Eastern. Told the House Armed Services Committee on Wednesday that the number that the services missed their goal by underestimates the challenge before us, as the services lowered in strength goals in recent years, in part because of the difficult recruiting environment. He said the all-volunteer force faces one of its greatest challenges since its inception in 1970. Yeah, be all that you can be. Boy, that worked good for a while, didn't it? Because everybody had just, we got rid of the tragedy of Viet fucking Nam. We were drafting fucking people. And I mean, that be an army of one. And now it's everything's collectivism. Message has changed. The communists have changed their fucking message for your recruitment. But the people can see what's fucking going on. They don't want to go in there and fuck. Unless you're going for a sex change operation, you don't want to sign up. When the draft ceased, Varazina noted that Generation Z has low trust in institutions. Wonder why. And has decreasingly followed traditional life and career paths. Yeah, that fucking propaganda ran out, didn't it? Youth of today are not saying no to what the military has to offer. They simply don't want know much about military service. No, it ain't. They don't know much about military service. They know it's all a fucking lie and a farce, and it's designed to fucking harm, not to help. He claimed, we must reach today's youth where they are with a message that resonates with them and motivates them to act, adding that there should be a national call to service. For fucking what? For the Jews? So we can go to Jewland, going to murder some babies? Or maybe we can go to the Ukraine and fucking, I don't know, that's where Chernobyl is. According to the Daily Mail, the Space Force is the only branch that has not seen reductions in its activity duty strength. Everybody wants to go to space. A ranking member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Senator Roger Wicker, Republican Mississippi, looks like, I guess, MS, Missouri, Mississippi, one of them, told the Military Times, we need a larger force in every branch, he added, but the reality of the recruiting is driving the numbers, not what we actually need. Director of the Heritage Foundation Center for National Defense, Robert Greenway, told the outlet in his, it's a mistake to add a drop to enforce levels in the NDAA as a compromise. Instead of addressing the problem, the answer has been to move the goalposts and reduce the positions in the service, he said. Boy, we can get a goddamn, we can finance whole fucking wars in other countries, man. Just write a check. Oh, so they are institutionalizing the problem, and that's not good approach. a good approach. Greenway said, noting that having too small of a military sends the wrong message to potential adversaries like China and Russia. Yeah, we're not going to go fight China and fucking Russia for you. You're not, and China and Russia ain't going to fight each other. The people on this fucking planet are so fucking sick of you degenerated, arrogant, motherfucking one percenters that think you fucking are better than everybody else. We would fucking watch dogs eat you and not fucking try to stop them. We wouldn't piss on you to put you out if you were on fire. We hate your fucking guts. And I'll be goddamn, I'm sure the people around the world feel the same. I'm not going to fight. I got nothing against a Chinaman. As long as he keeps his ass in China, comes over here and tries to take my fucking country, I'll kill that son of a bitch. Same with Russia. Same with every other country on this planet. Stay on your own fucking 100 acres. I'll stay on my fucking 100 acres, and we can get along without, especially without fucking governments. What am I saying? Governments, corporations. We have to wipe the fucking corporations out. We have to wipe the monarchies, which are corporations, out. I noticed King Charles is showing up at all the G8 and all these fucking meetings. Hey, I guess you're working under a monarchy over there in Britain again, huh? You're just fucking servants to the king, goddamn subjects. That's what they want. They want to go back to the medieval days when the people were fucking, they were just fucking property. And all, you know, the people, they need grain. They're starving. They have plenty to eat. They're eating caviar and fucking apples and all the good stuff. We have plenty to eat. Fuck the goddamn commoners, the plebes, the peons, the coolies. Fuck them all. So they are institutionalizing the problem. The military has tried to reach young Americans in several ways. In June, it was reported that the Army was doing away with its high school diploma requirement. But you got to be able to walk and do a 20-mile march in fucking Pink Eye Hills. That's what they replaced that with. And relaxing other physical fitness. God. See, they think that fucking the people from like China, so this is going to be fucking easy. It will be easy until you get over here and you start fucking with our homes and hearths. And then the people who don't wear fucking high heels, the people who know this fucking land, the people who grew up with guns in their fucking hands, not just the people that over in China, you got to be a part of the military or somebody and they'd let you shoot a gun. Like I grew up with fucking, I shot my first guns when I was fucking 5 years old, as soon as I could hold that 22 up. I've been shooting them ever fucking since. Been sleeping with them since I was fucking 12 years old. Come on over and give her a go. CFO Tojo was right. A rifle behind every fucking blade of grass. You will find fucking death and misery if you do it. And then not to mention the Chinese, you know, as we're talking about this overpopulation, God almighty, we have to kill people. This planet's way over fucking populated. During that whole fucking session, people don't fucking realize the Chinese doubled their fucking number from 1 billion to 2 fucking billion. Nobody mentioned it. You don't think that something as sinister as what I talked about with Fukushima could be going on? These motherfuckers are laughing at us. They think we're a bunch of fucking retards and we're acting like we are. We have the goddamn documentation. We have the law on our side. All we have to do is enforce it. We have to have the guts to enforce it. But by God, we have the fucking means to enforce it. We have the means to make every fucking story that is on this fucking site right now completely fucking meaningless. Because we go out and take care of the fucking problem ourselves. And that's what we're supposed to do. That's what our forefathers who fought and bled and died to fucking establish those goddamn rights in writing and hand them down to us as a part of our goddamn natural being. They're not something that the government gave us. You ain't constitution rights. Constitution didn't give you no fucking rights. Your goddamn ancestors took them. They took them as fucking natural rights. Just like, duh, fucking rights. You can't fucking take what's mine, duh. You can't enslave me, duh. They're duh fucking rights. But by God, they're there, and the goddamn law is in fucking writing. It's ratified by representatives of the fucking people, and we have every goddamn right to kill every one of these motherfuckers where we find them. Anyways, guys, I've had enough of this. I'm partially upset just a bit. And I'm going to back on out. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Until then, think about it. Just think about it. Think about what you see on the goddamn internet now. They have taken it over. You might as well be watching Fox News or else writing your own fucking articles and sending them in. Doing your own research. I mean, that's the only thing, but of course, you're only going to get seen in the trenches. And if you write articles that go against what the fucking mainstream fucking propaganda ministry of lies says, they're probably going to get taken down everywhere but on in the trenches. You notice they took the Hunter Biden down. His ass went right back up too, didn't it? That is the word from the trenches.
Give up.